are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Another study thinks they know why diet drinks could be making us fat. And for those of you that live on diet drinks because you think it's keeping your weight down, I'm telling you, diet drinks can make you gain weight. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about smart diapers, where apparently parents could, I guess, determine if their child is having something wrong kidney-wise based on a little sensor in their diaper. So rather than closing your eyes and looking the other way when you dump the diaper out, you may need to actually take a peek in it, and we'll tell you why. The most addictive food chain, the results are in, and we'll tell you which food chain has been found to be the most addictive. And a story I didn't get to earlier today is cat poop and how dangerous cat poop is, to the point where they think it could actually cause a huge public health problem. Our kitty poop. So as you can see, we've got a very busy next hour on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, according to doctors E. Fuller Torrey and Robert Yochin, being reported by CNN, cat poop could be a quote-unquote vast and underappreciated public health problem. Apparently, they published a paper yesterday on the dangers of Toxoplasma oocytes. Now, toxoplasmosis is a disease that we always want our pregnant women to avoid. All right, so we tell pregnant women don't clean out the litter boxes because we don't want them to get exposed to toxoplasma. And so when I was pregnant, we had a dog, so I didn't have to worry about cats and cat litter. We didn't get our cats till later. But so this is nothing new. But they're saying it's not just pregnant women we have to, you know, be careful of. It's everybody. Now, in the journal article, these two doctors call for better control of the feral cat population and more research on the parasites. In the meantime, CNN kind of interviewed the doctors, which we have, on how to keep your family safe. Now, I know some of you guys that hate cats say get rid of the cats. No. Come on, we love our little kitty cats. Yeah, we do have a growing feral cat problem. People have been abandoning their animals. The animals that are not spayed or neutered, they mate. Then they have more babies, and even though little tiny kittens, kitties are beautiful little cats, okay, they grow up to be stray cats, and stray cats pee on things, they meow, they, you know, eat your mice, and whatever else they do. I love the animals, I love all animals, so as far as I'm concerned, I don't care if they're stray or not, but they say gardeners could be at risk. People that have vulnerable immune systems. Now, Toxoplasma gondii is a parasite. Now, cats and other felines are what they call a definitive host. Now, the parasite can actually affect a woman that has it under her fingernails or breathes it in, etc. And it can actually cause brain infections. We've seen brain infections with Toxoplasma gondii with AIDS patients. Okay? They also have cited certain reports where people with schizophrenia, obsessive compulsive disorder, rheumatoid arthritis, brain tumors are more likely to show Toxoplasma gondii antibodies, meaning they were exposed at some point in their life to toxoplasmosis, or toxoplasma. So if that's the case, could it be linked to brain tumors? Could it be linked to rheumatoid arthritis? Could it be linked to certain mental illnesses? Okay? They say there's 82 million old cats and about 60 million feral cats. That's a lot of kitty cats. Meow! And they say the numbers have increased markedly. They deposit how much poop? 1.2 million tons of poop into the environment. But how much of this could be infected with Toxoplasma gondii? Only 1%. There's an infective form, I guess, where there's the oocytes. Now, the oocytes are kind of like the eggs type of thing, okay? And they say a single infected cat could deposit millions of these oocytes. And they won't just die off after a few minutes. They could live for 18 months or longer. But if they dump millions of oocytes, okay, how many oocytes does it take to change a light bulb. No. How many oocytes does it take to affect a human? Only one. So that's why this is extremely concerning. Now, I don't know about you all, but with my kitty box, I actually wear a mask when I clean out the kitty litter. And it's not the poo-poo I'm worried about, because I have one of those scoopers. I just don't like breathing in kitty litter. I don't like breathing that stuff in. And so for me, it's pretty easy. I just, put a mask on. I quickly clean out the poo-poo. And don't let the poo-poo sit for weeks. Okay, when you clean out the kitty, and I understand the urine also makes clumps. Okay, clean that out pretty judiciously, pretty quickly. Okay? I mean, if you clean it out once a day, then you're only there for a couple seconds. But for those of you that leave the kitty box for a week or two, then you're spending 15, 20 minutes breathing that stuff in. Now, cat litter should be disposed of in a garbage. Do not take any of the sediments you're picking up and throwing it down a toilet. That's not good, because the stuff gets into rivers, lakes, etc. They say watch out for your children's sandboxes. Cats love to poop and pee there. They love it. We had a sandbox within minutes. The cat already took a dump. They say gardeners, many of them could have at least 100 oocytes under their fingernails. Okay? Gardeners, they work in areas where these feral cats pee. So gardeners need to be careful. They also say if you're going to pull any vegetables from a garden, you may want to thoroughly wash it, because the cat could have peed and could have pooped on it. Again, this is not an excuse to tell the wife that you guys could get rid of the cats and donate the cats or abandon the cats. No, we love our cats. Just be careful. I have never in my clinical practice seen a case of toxoplasma, okay, which is pretty nice, in my neck of the woods. But then again, a lot of my patients, they really don't like cats. So, and they really don't have a garden in which they eat foods. We live in the desert, so cats don't really have a lot of sand. They'll pee. Cats really love to be able to bury their pee and poop. And so when you have all this caliche like we do, with some sand and dust on top of it, it doesn't let the cats really dig in there. You know, dogs like to dig too. There's just something about digging. So luckily we live in a place where I don't think we have as much issues. But just watch those poo-poo boxes. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So another study's come out saying most statin users will not have major side effects. I think one of you had called in the other day worried about having to take a cholesterol medication when you don't have high cholesterol, but because you were diabetic, they had suggested it. And I told you about how a while back some people in the medical community suggested that all diabetics be put on a cholesterol medication, the statin, since it was found to prevent heart attacks. And a lot of diabetics are behind the eight ball when it comes to heart disease. And, you know, the discussion of one of the doctor's most favorite medications, I've got to admit, the statin medication is one of our most favorite. Okay, there's a lot of medicines out there, and I'm not really a huge fan of prescribing a lot of medicines. I don't like to give an antibiotic if you don't need it. I don't like to give a lot of pain medicines out. I don't like a lot of medications. I'm not a huge fan of ADD medications if you don't have ADD. But when it comes to the cholesterol medication, if I think you're at risk for heart disease, I love using these medications. And this another study, it's an analysis of 135 previous studies which included 250,000 people combined, looked at simvastatin, which is Zocor, and Pravastatin and Pravacol, and they said they had the fewest side effects in that class of medications. They also found that lower doses produced fewer side effects in general. They said, as with any drug, statins have both benefits and harms, according to lead author Hussein Nasi, who is a doctoral candidate at the London School of Economics and Political Science. Well, I'm sure after this article, he's probably considered a good candidate for being a doctor, right? Yeah. PhD, who knows? And they say we show that harmful side effects. Hey, you know what? It's hard to be funny. It's hard to be funny when you're getting hungry for lunch. Leave me alone. As with other, now I'm having internet problems. See, he's hungry too. All right. They say, I don't want to read this. Okay. So anyway, outweighed the benefits, blah, blah, blah. Okay. I don't really have a lot of details on what they looked at, but in my practice, the big concern we have with statin medications could be inflammation of the liver and inflammation of the muscles, because your muscles and your liver make cholesterol. And so those side effects are something that we take extremely seriously. Some of you complain of body aches, like that caller the other day saying he doesn't want to take the statin medications because it makes his body ache. If something makes your body ache, all right, I don't care if the blood work looks normal, I wouldn't force you to be on that medicine, because what if there's something we can't test in the blood work? The fact that you're feeling like something's not right, I trust that. I think human instinct is extremely powerful. However, many cardiologists, as well as us family docs, if we think you're at very high risk for heart disease, we'll figure out ways to alleviate some of the cramps and make you feel better, just so you could stay on that medication. Now, researchers found a 9% increased risk of type 2 diabetes in people taking statins. They think maybe statin medications impair the secretion of insulin, but the study didn't really look at why. All it did is it kind of looked at all these other studies going, well, maybe there's a 9% increase of diabetes. Now, that's some serious stuff. That's some serious stuff, because the reason why we use statins is because people with diabetes or high cholesterol are at risk for heart disease. We don't want to give you a medicine that turns you diabetic. But I'm going to tell you right now, in the thousands upon thousands of patients I've given this medication to, not one of them became diabetic that I think due to the medication. Now, the reason why I take any study that says these statins cause diabetes with a grain of salt is because nobody's ever told us what the mechanism is in which it causes diabetes. Does it decrease your insulin sensitivity? Does it increase your insulin resistance? Does it harm the pancreas? And the reason why is most of my cholesterol patients are pre-diabetic anyway before I start the medication. Okay? You know, nowadays we're running blood work in people's 20s and people's 30s. And so we're able to see a lot of pre-diabetes before it happens. In the olden days, if you did get a blood test, you got a blood test when things went wrong and your sugar was already up. Well, now that we're so worried about cardiovascular health and cholesterol, et cetera, what we're doing is we're running the blood work on you when you're healthy and we're seeing where your levels are. Well, if you have high cholesterol or you have high triglycerides and your sugar is just, you know, a couple points near the cutoff, you could very well be pre-diabetic. Then we turn around and we run a glycohemoglobin or a hemoglobin A1C. If that hemoglobin A1C is starting to be above 6, all right, some of us will call you diabetic, some of us will call you pre-diabetic. Okay, we haven't really standardized this yet because there's still a lot of controversy whether a glycohemoglobin under 6 is diabetic or not. Yet some labs are saying a glycohemoglobin of 5.7 and above is high. Really? Above 5.7, like a 5.8, 5.9? But I use that tool to determine if I have a pre-diabetic. So if you have high cholesterol and I think you're a pre-diabetic, you bet your butt I'm going to give you a statin if your cholesterol is high. So then if 5 years from now you're finally diabetic, is it because I gave you the statin medication or were you destined to become diabetic anyway? Most families where people become diabetic middle age, type 2 diabetes, and there's other diabetes out there, not only type 1, but I'm seeing a rapidly progressive diabetes in young people. But in my diabetics that have kind of the old school diabetes that you get when you're older in your 40s and 50s, all right? If you look at those people and you look back at blood work 10 years prior, most of them had some form of high cholesterol. We're going through this with my husband's family now. My husband does not have diabetes, okay? Right? But everybody in his family gets diabetes, He has a huge family history of diabetes. I shouldn't say everybody in his family. Huge family history of diabetes. But the younger people in the family get high cholesterol. So if these people are being put on a medication now for their high cholesterol, which is what we encourage because we don't want you going for years having high cholesterol and plaquing the arteries up, right, clogging the arteries. If then they develop the diabetes that they were genetically predisposed to do, are they going to blame the statin, or is it just they were destined to get diabetes? So that's something that is tricky, extremely tricky. And so, tricky, yeah. So I would, I would just kind of take that with a grain of salt. But for now, the study said overall, it's safe. Of course, nobody wants to think that they're taking a medication that could give them diabetes. I don't think any medication is 100% safe. If a researcher called me up today and said, Dahlia, we think it impairs the pancreas. And because the pancreas doesn't jive with the statin, the pancreas becomes weak, I'll believe it. Okay? Because I understand the pancreas is a very fickle organ. I don't like the pancreas. I never have. We're taught in medical school to not mess with the pancreas, and it's a word that starts with the letter F. It's a very common saying. It's probably one of the only things most of us remember from medical school, besides the 36-hour shifts. You don't mess with the pancreas. The pancreas can bite you in the butt. Surgeons don't like to touch pancreas if they don't have to. We doctors, we get very nervous about the pancreas. We freak out. We don't like the pancreas at all. We do not like the pancreas. No. Hell no. Okay, so if somebody said, look, Dahlia, medication can mess with the pancreas, I won't want to use a medication. Where this gets tough is these statin medications prevent heart attacks by preventing that plaque from breaking off and preventing plaques being formed. These statin medications are phenomenal. They're my favorite medicines ever. All right, and I would hate to think that it could be bothering the pancreas. But like I said, most of my high cholesterol patients develop diabetes anyway, whether they're on the statin or not. So I just want to make sure nothing is being misconstrued. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, those of you that have the attitude of, I don't want to, take a medication and mess with my body, even though a lot of doctors give you a hard time, I get you. I really, really do. You know, yes, I may get frustrated in my practice if I can't treat an infection with an antibiotic because you're telling me not to. I mean, yeah, I may get frustrated, but I still have to be honest. I get you. You know, or being told that you need to be on a medication for life. I get that. Okay? Because, again, you know, our body is made with certain defense systems, right? Our body has certain destinies, etc. And you don't want to think that you could be actually altering that by taking a pill and maybe making something worse. Having that, not so much inhibition, but having that, I'm trying to think of the word I want to say, that hesitancy is actually a very normal instinct. And I don't give patients a hard time at all with that. All right? Many of you will say, Dahlia, the problem is if you give me a cholesterol medication, I'm going to be on it for life. Once you put me on it, I need to be on it for life. Well, no. That's not the case. Okay, you don't get addicted to it. If we start you on a cholesterol medication, it's because we can't wait. Okay, your numbers are just way too high. You've promised us diet and exercise for a year now. It's not working, and we need to protect your heart. Or we think the type of cholesterol problem you have is so genetic that diet and exercise isn't going to touch it. Or you've had a heart attack, and we're just trying to save you from having another one. But if your cholesterol is high because you eat too many bacon cheeseburgers and you stop eating the bacon cheeseburgers, no, then you don't need to be on the medication for life because your cholesterol will go down. But if you're a vegetarian and your cholesterol is high, you probably need a medication. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Hey, everybody. Listen up. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of us need an act of Congress just to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more. We have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it. and they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SquattyPottyStore.com. I promise you'll love it. Remember, healthy colon means happy life.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Attention preppers, think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape, the ultimate emergency repair tape, used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees, waterproofs electrical connections, and even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation, or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. I know when my show is on, there's the gavel-to-gavel coverage of the George Zimmerman trial. Some of you are missing the George Zimmerman trial to listen to my show. Some of you miss my show to watch the George Zimmerman trial. Either way, I'm fine with it. Okay, I think it is a fascinating trial. Apparently today got really fascinating, where the prosecutor, John Guy, had a gray foam dummy that he threw on the ground and actually straddled. To try to reenact the defense's version of the confrontation between George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin that ended in the death of the 17-year-old Trayvon Martin. So I guess John Guy gets on the floor, straddles the mannequin during cross-examination of defense witness Dennis Rude. Now, Dennis Rude was a former law enforcement officer, testified as an expert on defensive use of force. I guess Mr. Rude had to kind of tell John Guy that his crotch was in the wrong area. It was a real awkward interchange. It just was kind of awkward. I had a lot of difficulty watching this because you're using a dummy to represent the boy that was killed. Trayvon Martin, and you're trying to recreate. Oh no, actually, the dummy was supposed to be George Zimmerman, right? And I mean, you know, whenever there's a fight, it's very variable, okay? And so you can't say George Zimmerman was just lying on the ground, right, with somebody mounting him. There was a struggle, obviously, okay? And George Zimmerman defense is testifying that he, you know, was concerned about his life, etc. Then used the firearm. So it's kind of weird when you saw, you know, dummy being straddled, and then I guess the defense attorney, Mark O'Mara, decided to straddle the dummy. Everybody was straddling the dummy right now. I guess I didn't get to see all of it because I was on air. And, you know, this particular witness, I thought handled himself very well. Apparently, the prosecutor was trying to go after him by saying, well, you were paid for your testimony. Are you being paid for your testimony? They always do that. Okay, you know, when I was an expert witness, all right, they always try to bring up, are you being paid to be here? Okay, because they want to show the jury that you are on the side of the person who coincidentally paid you. You're paid to be there. Okay, and then you have to, of course, then the burden of proof is on you that, you know, no matter who paid you, you would be giving the account. Okay, you know, whether the prosecution hired you or the defense hired you, you would be giving the same account. And that's just, you know, a technique he had done. My worry is, I mean, it showed some desperation. Okay, you know, this prosecuting attorney, John Guy, looks very, emotional. Very loud. And, I mean, it was weird. You know, him trying to straddle a mannequin. Trying to reenact a possible struggle that had happened between George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin. Now, the judge would not allow the defense to show a computer animation of what happened. So I guess they're reduced to straddling a dummy. But, why this case is, I think, kind of trying on us is we see a very weak prosecution trying to prove something that they don't have evidence of. And the more and more we see it, the more and more we see as we go through this, yeah, George Zimmerman probably didn't have to kill anybody. We have a death of a boy, of a 17-year-old. Both people were at the wrong place at the wrong time. But you do have somebody that has a bloodied nose, scuffs on the back of the head, Trayvon Martin scuffs on his fists, and Trayvon Martin having the gunshot wound to the chest with testimony showing that it was probably him leaning over at the time he was shot. And I mean, at that point, it sounds like the defense is going to rest soon. A lot of debate whether George Zimmerman should go on the stand. I don't think so. I mean, it kind of looks like a slam dunk. I don't think George Zimmerman is going to garner any sympathy. The reason why you would put George Zimmerman on the case is for him to tell the story of what happened. But he is such a villain right now in the public eye that it may actually hurt him. Him being quiet and sitting there may be the safest route for him to take. Of course, the judge did offer George Zimmerman to take the stand if he wants to. We'll probably know by tomorrow if he does. To me, it looks like the defense pretty much wrapped this up pretty well, even though they're still going on with testimony. Where it's going to get sticky is whether there's going to be a compensatory charge or a charge where, you know, both sides try to, an appeasement charge of manslaughter to appease the masses. It all depends on what's going to happen with this because the judge decides the sentence, the jury decides the crime. All right, so whether the jury says, no, it wasn't second-degree murder and that's it, and he's acquitted, fine. If the jury decides, you know what, no, it wasn't murder, but we're going to downgrade it as just a compromise, downgrade it to manslaughter, then the judge has to decide what the sentence would be. And already there's a lot of criticism that the judge was politically charged to have this go to trial. I thought she was the second judge. I don't think she was the one that decided that this go to trial. I don't think she was the one that made any decisions such as that. But some of the decisions that have been already made in this case have really scratched the heads of any of us trying to look at this as a fair system. You know, you have prosecution erasing texts and erasing evidence. And all that happens is that one person gets fired, that already looks like somebody is tampering with evidence. When somebody tampers with evidence, that's usually a mistrial. That's what I understand. So the fact that this wasn't a mistrial because somebody was already tampering with evidence kind of blows my mind. But then again, the defense was very confident in what they were able to display in terms of their testimony of witnesses. So we'll let you know. I mean, if George Zimmerman does come on the stand and you want to, hear that footage, we'll see what we could do about showing some live, have some live audio of that. But at this point, I don't think it's going to happen. I think the safest thing for Zimmerman to do is to sit quiet. Now, apparently, one of his instructors, his kickboxing gym, I guess, owner, Adam Pollock, said Zimmerman was grossly obese. And he had gone to the kickboxing gym to lose weight and to get into shape. So another part of the testimony, or another part of the arguments that were going on today, was George Zimmerman's athletic ability. Okay? Was George Zimmerman athletic enough to be able to take on a taller and more athletic Trayvon Martin? Okay? Because originally, before anybody saw, you know, the difference in size, etc., they thought George Zimmerman beat up on a little 12-year-old kid, until finally we saw that it was a 17-year-old boy who was, I believe, above 6 feet tall versus George Zimmerman, who was shorter and more stout. Although George Zimmerman looked a heck of a lot skinnier, it appeared, the night of the shooting, or the day after the shooting. But there was testimony today on somebody's athleticism. Now, could that hurt George Zimmerman? Could they say, well, because he wasn't as athletic, he was going to be quicker to use a gun? This is one of these cases where he was at the wrong place at the wrong time, and I know many of you are already kind of getting fatigued with the whole George Zimmerman trial. Some of you are just, you know, salivating at the next moment of testimony. You're really intrigued by this. But, from what I understand, it's not a second-degree murder charge. It wasn't intent or malice. Oh, yeah. Talk about awkward. Did you guys hear the cuss word interchange? Okay, apparently CNN had some trouble dubbing, but John Guy, the prosecuting attorney, had decided to bring up some of the dirty words. And with some of the dirty words, I call them dirty words, but some of the curse words that he had used, he had tried to say that if George Zimmerman used the A word, that was, I guess, that could show malice. Now, people use the A word all the time. I was kind of surprised. It kind of made me a little nervous that there was any sort of desperation. I thought usually these prosecuting attorneys, these defense attorneys, kind of keep their cool. He wasn't keeping his cool. It looked like there was a little bit of desperation with that, where he was blatantly using words, going, what? You know, somebody uses a word, that's not malicious. He's like, well, it doesn't mean somebody's going to kill somebody. So it was a very interesting but awkward interchange. I don't think you missed much. You'll see clips later. All right, guys, don't go away. Let's get some more medical news. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This is kind of an interesting study. They say the most addictive food chain out there in a survey conducted by Technomics is Krispy Kreme's Donuts. Krispy Kreme's Donuts has won the contest, or I guess won the poll, of being the most addictive food chain. I guess it was followed closely by Cold Stone Creamery and Auntie Annie's Pretzels. of the casual dining chains, they said Red Lobster was more addictive than Olive Garden or Cracker Barrel. They say consumers found the seafood options to be the most crave-worthy, according to this one source, but the cheddar biscuits are, of course, the most favorite. I remember I went to Red Lobster once, and I'm not a lobster eater, but I remember digging into those biscuits, and that was probably 20-some years ago. They were good. If they didn't, I haven't eaten in a Red Lobster since, but if they have not changed the recipe of those, they got that right. The only thing is, they said pizza and burger chains were not included in the study. So I don't want to say Krispy Kreme beat out McDonald's, but Krispy Kreme, definitely the most addictive. You know, for me, Krispy Kreme is just too, they're too sweet. And they're actually too easy to eat. They slide down just a little too easily. These donuts, very easy to eat. Okay, maybe it's because they're so light on the inside. I don't know. You know what? I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. Okay, I can't be thinking about Krispy Kreme donuts. But they're probably one of the easiest things to eat, which makes them the most addictive. I mean, very smart in terms of the recipe with that. Dunkin' Donuts, yummy, but the cake donuts, they take a little while to eat. All right, but you see, with Dunkin' Donuts, you got all the different, you know, when somebody brings us Dunkin' Donuts, there's all the different varieties, and that's pretty cool. Krispy Kreme, when somebody drops off Krispy Kreme, it's the same donut, right, in the whole thing, the same dozen donuts. By the way, whatever happened to Baker's Dozen? Remember, you'd always get an extra donut. A Baker's Dozen would give you an extra donut. You don't see that anymore. I know, the recession, but still, that's what I liked about donuts. They got that one right. I'm at an age now where I just don't eat donuts anymore. Got to watch calories. All right, now speaking of calories, what's going on with diet drinks? Okay, what is going on with diet sodas, and why are people gaining weight even on diet sodas? This isn't the first time we talked about this. It's not the first study discussing diet sodas. Well, they say in the journal Trends in Endocrinology and Metabolism, the report says that artificially sweetened beverages are not only linked with, bad health issues, et cetera, but long-term health outcomes, meaning these artificial sweeteners could possibly have a hormonal disruption. And that could be what's causing a metabolism slow. They said they have noticed diet soda consumption and poor health for years, but they've never been able to figure out why. For me, it's because if you're drinking diet soda instead of water and your body needs water, it's kind of taxing the kidneys and the liver to, you know, get rid of all the other crap that it doesn't need. Now, they think that maybe artificial sweeteners train the brain and the body to react differently when they taste something sweet. Okay, they say when the body responds normally to sugar, it signals that an intake of both calories and sugar has occurred so the body can release the hormones needed to prepare, hence insulin. And insulin causes you to gain weight, right? It prevents big spikes in blood sugar, and those hormones also have direct effects on satiety. So, you know, if your body's expecting sugar because it tastes something sweet with the artificial sweetener, and something sweet isn't there, is it going to slow down the metabolism or actually make sugar to now satisfy the extra insulin that got shot out in the body? You got to be really careful when you trick the body. Now, I remember my roommate in college said her teacher had taught her that the teacher had lectured that day and taught how diet soda could actually cause you to gain weight. And, she had broken it down to a very simple, way of doing it in terms of body digesting and absorbing or something. And it made perfect sense. Just, I wasn't in that class. I didn't take the same classes as my roommate did. My roommate was in education. I was in, science classes. So I didn't get that, but the education did, majors did. And, I apologize for not having that information from 25 years ago, because that was some pretty cool stuff. But, maybe 20 years ago, I should say. But, there is something wrong that we're doing to our body when we take in diet soda. And I had another patient yesterday who said, look, I can't lose weight. Cop, exercises a lot, does pretty well, but he's got a tummy on him. And I go, do you drink soda? He goes, oh, no, only diet soda, but I'm addicted to diet soda. I go, it's probably the diet soda. Stop drinking the diet soda and see what happens. We really got to get back to drinking water, guys, or some healthy juices. But my guess is you take in something sweet, The body doesn't so much sense the glucose as much as it senses that there's something sweet. Certain things get triggered and spewed out. When they find out that there's no real sugar, the body slows down metabolism until it gets the sugar and can then deal with the sugar at that point. That's my guess. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Smart diapers. A company called Pixie Scientific has developed a new smart diaper that could detect urinary tract infections, kidney dysfunction, and dehydration, according to the New York Times. It's a small patch at the front of the diaper that has four small colored squares that react differently when they come in contact with certain proteins, water content, or bacteria, just like a urinalysis. Basically, this is like a urinalysis dipstick that we use in the office embedded in a diaper. If an abnormal reaction occurs, the squares will change colors, signaling to parents that something might be off with their baby's health. I think this thing is brilliant. The app, there's an app. It photographs the colored squares, give parents precise readings of their baby's chemical data, the information then transmitted to a doctor. Pretty cool stuff. The only thing I have to say, though, which you got to be careful with, is whenever we read a dipstick urinalysis, you have a certain period of time you need to read it. If you let it sit, the colors can change. So if you have your baby in his diaper and he's got a onesie on and you throw the baby into the playpen, or the baby sleeps and he does pee-pee when he sleeps, and then he wakes up a couple hours later, you go and you change the diaper. They got to make sure that these color patches that change with the sensor can, can withstand the time. Because if we leave a urinalysis dipstick out in the office, the results change. So I just want you guys to be careful of that. If your baby sleeps 4 hours at night, okay, that could be a 4 hour, if the color was like that for about 4 hours, it could change. So just remember to kind of take that into effect, or into account. But it's pretty cool stuff. Now, the high-tech diaper will cost 30% more than non-digitized diapers. Okay, that's a problem. Diapers are expensive. I can't tell you how many family members I have that did the cloth diapers because they couldn't afford diapers. I mean, with us, I was just starting my medical practice, so we were lucky enough to afford diapers. But damn, was that expensive. In fact, when I go to a bridal shower, one thing I like, not a bridal shower, a baby shower. When I go to a baby shower or somebody had a baby, one present I like to give them is a diaper tower. Different size diapers. You know, the newborn diapers you go, you know, newborn diapers, basically those you don't, you never even finish it up because the, you know, babies outgrow newborn stuff quickly. But I get a size 1, a size 2, a size 3, a size 4, a size 5, and I make a diaper tower. It's probably about 60-some bucks of diapers. But that's something these moms could use. These outfits that the kids grow out of one use, no. But I think a diaper tower is pretty smart because diapers are getting expensive. But a lot of people use cloth diapers. They use cloth diapers and they make it work. And there's liners you can buy for the cloth diapers that still make it inexpensive, but cool nonetheless. All right, guys. I hope you have a great rest of the day. I wanted to talk about the Boston Marathon Bombers first day in court. We'll have more information on that tomorrow. You all be safe and God bless.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.